Today is what should have been a very exciting day with the release of the Bonnaroo lineup, but as has been the theme in 2011, it is very disappointing. Not as bad as Coachella, but nothing that wowed us. Andy, you feel the same way?
I'm not really as disappointed as you are. There's a lot of very cool things involved in this lineup, and if the headliners were a little better throughout, I would be more enthused about it. But I mean, Arcade Fire have been everywhere on the festival lineups, and I was looking for somebody different. I know they're your favorite band right now, but I still haven't seen Eminem, and this would happen before Lollapalooza, so I would be excited about that. But Widespread Panic again at Bonnaroo, we get it, but I've had enough of that. But there's a lot of really cool stuff, starting with Buffalo Springfield reunion. Steven Stills and Neil Young and the rest of the guys back on stage together.
I'm definitely excited for that, but Buffalo Springfield's good, but of the Neil Young incarnations, would you say it's probably the least favorite one, even though it's unique? I'm excited to see it, because I never have.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, they just haven't played together in so long, and, you know, there's so much bad blood. It's really cool they're doing it, and especially at a place like Bonnaroo.
I'm excited for that, but as you said, you know, sixth time with Widespread Panic. We're hoping that's the Sunday show, as usual, so we can duck out and not have to see that. Eminem, I'm excited about, but, you know, it's one of those things I'd like to see him once this summer. And if we're going to go to Bonnaroo and Lollapalooza, I'm not sure that I really want to see him twice.
Agreed.
And there's a lot of stuff to get excited about. I mean, there's definitely some of our favorites in here from, you know, Girl Talk, who's obviously playing pretty much everywhere, to the Black Keys, who I can see them every day. Still be cool with it.
Yeah, the Super Jam should be cool with Dan Auerbach and Dr. John, though.
I'm really glad that's back. I think that was definitely missing the last couple of years. And, you know, for everyone from Big Boy and I've still never seen Lil Wayne. And yeah, there's a good
I've never seen Lil Wayne. My Morning Jacket is known for their epic late night shows at Bonnaroo.
Wait, did you see Lil Wayne? Or was that T.I.? Wasn't he there?
I've not seen either of those people ever.
Really?
At Bonnaroo, I saw Lupe Fiasco and Kanye.
Who came out on the Segway?
Oh, T-Pain.
T-Pain.
Oh, I have.
Yeah,
I have seen Lil Wayne.
I know.
It was T-Pain and Lil Wayne and Gym Class Heroes and Carrie Hilson. And
right. So clearly he made an impression on you.
Someone else. Yes. Clearly he. I have seen Lil Wayne. He was not the highlight of that show. T-Pain was.
Right. But I mean, as Bonnaroo is so deep that, you know, at the end of the second line, the Strokes are there, and they're, you know, a headliner at most festivals.
Yeah, and there's, new Robert Plant band, and Mumford & Sons are everywhere right now. Ray LaMontagne is good.
Ish.
I really like Ray LaMontagne. I mean, at Bonnaroo, I don't know how much I'm going to love it, but Alison Krauss with Jerry Douglas, and, you know, Union Station is going to be pretty solid. Jerry Douglas is old school bluegrass guy.
And Sammy was mad at me for not mentioning Dr. John and the Original Meters performing Dusty Tivoli Bonnaroo. That is really cool.
It is. It should be. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there that was good. I'm on the front page now, and I remember more bands. Like, Grace Potter's going to be there, but she's not on this list I'm looking at. Warren Haynes Band. I haven't seen Warren Haynes Band. I've seen him with Phil and Friends and with Government Mule, but I'm not sure what Warren Haynes Band is.
But I'm excited to see it. No, I still definitely want to go. But the thing is, like, last year, I remember every time a lineup would come out, you know, I'd stay up all night talking about it, being excited, be like, holy shit, Paul McCartney, and oh my God, like, Neil Young, and like, there's always a couple, you know, lists of lineups and things that would make us just really geek out, and that hasn't happened once. Like, where's Bowie or Prince?
Yeah, we haven't gotten big, epic names like that, but the whole Lollapalooza lineup hasn't been announced yet, and those are they have the start of headliners, so things we're excited about with Eminem, Foo Fighters, and Muse.
Yeah, that's definitely a good start. But, you know, as we said, we'll have already seen Eminem if we go to Bonnaroo. Muse we saw a bunch of times last year, and Foo Fighters, there's nothing bad to say about that. That's just
back.
Awesome.
I mean, they took most of the last year off, so this is...
Have you watched White Limo yet?
Yeah, I watched. And, I mean, like, I don't know how I didn't make it to any of the secret shows in my city.
I was embarrassed for you that you didn't go.
The night they were at Spaceland, we went out for my friend's birthday, so...
Yeah, I guess birthday supersedes Foo Fighters, but I'm not sure.
I did bring it up to them. If everyone had been swayed, I would have gone. It was a feeble effort.
So I asked on Twitter, are the lineups really not that exciting this year, or am I being getting cynical? And everyone said, agreed that the lineups just aren't as good, but Capel gave me a three-part reason for it.
Okay.
He said, yes, you are getting a little more cynical, but it's because you've seen everyone by now that's there,
yeah,
and that there weren't any just big, like, bombs, you know, like, no one that we were like, we need to see them, you know, no Stones, no Prince, no Bowie, no Radiohead. Really thought we'd see Radiohead after they announced their new album.
Yeah, I don't know when they're gonna come out. Maybe at Lollapalooza they'll add them as a surprise, but I really don't see it.
I think maybe ACL.
I was about to say that too.
Some people were speculating that they changed the date of ACL and made it earlier so that Radiohead could come, but it was really for UT football games. But maybe that's a secondary reason. I'm hopeful.
Yeah. We didn't mention Greg Allman at Bonnaroo, and that's a little bit of a comeback in return. It's good to see he's healthy and playing music again. And with Warren Haynes there, I'm sure he'll come out and play some music with Greg.
And a good thing about Bonnaroo is they really add a lot of people later on. Like, I remember the additions last year. You could add, you know, 10 really awesome people and the entire comedy to this list.
Yeah, Bonnaroo, there's always, it's just music overload all the time. There's always going to be good music to see no matter which way you turn.
I agree. So, I'm excited about it, but not nearly as much as I want it to be.
I agree. There is Hangout Fest we haven't really discussed. We wrote about it on the site, but I mean, it's much more jam band heavy, but it was a pretty solid lineup top to bottom.
Let's pull that one up here. Who we got headlining that one? I don't remember at the minute.
I know Widespread was one of them. Maybe Flaming Lips. Foo Fighters.
Fighters, yeah. And they're going to be at South By, it seems like.
Foos?
Yeah, oh, Paul Simon. Never seen him by himself.
I also have not seen Paul Simon. That's why I like this lineup. It was the first opportunity to see Foo Fighters and Paul Simon. I've never seen My Morning Jacket, Black Keys, Flips, CeeLo, his new stuff.
Yeah.
Girl Talk, Ween, Warren Haynes Band, Umphrey's, Drive By Truckers.
Yeah, it's a lot of our favorites.
MMW, Keller, Galactic, Trombone Shorty.
It's a lot to look forward to.
Easy Star All Stars. Yeah. Good stuff.
No doubt.
But it's so far away, well, at least for me.
Yeah. I think. It's Alabama, right?
Yes, it's on the beach in Alabama.
You don't picture a beach in
no,
picture Alabama.
I have beaches here in California.
Yeah.
That aren't doused in oil.
Oh, that's not how it is.
Aww.
Gonna sound ignorant.
Oh well.
What else? Oh, so there's another lineup that came out. I don't know. Is it just the Lala headliners?
Jazz Fest. Jazz Fest.
Oh yeah. Jeez. I thought it was a good Jazz Fest lineup, but it seemed like a lot of last year's stuff retreaded. Nothing really bad.
Yeah, I mean, Jazz Fest is all. I mean, there's 7 days of it, so there's always so much stuff.
Should we pick which weekend we'd want to go to?
I think I remember second weekend, thinking that was better. But it looks like.
So we got Arcade Fire's at that one.
Yeah.
They are on the 6th. I mean, just May 6th alone, second weekend, has Arcade Fire, Willie Nelson, Lupe, Greg Allman, and then, you know, a bunch of New Orleans
stuff. Yeah, John Legend and the Roots is that weekend.
Strokes, Buffett, Thornhill.
Yeah, that
Mystical.
John Legend and the Roots album won 3 Grammys. It's good stuff.
But, like, that Sunday, I don't think I'd stick around for the last day. It's Kid Rock, Neville Brothers, Michael Frontine, Spearhead. I mean.
Yeah, Robert Randolph is good stuff. Sonny Rollins is awesome.
Right.
But, yeah.
But at the same time.
I agree.
So that weekend, we'd probably just get there for the first, I guess that's Thursday with Wilco.
I bet Jimmy Buffett would be so fun down there.
It would be okay.
I've always heard that Jimmy Buffett concerts are like one of the biggest parties there is. And I feel like in New Orleans, in that scene, it would be a lot of drunk, fun, good people, good times.
I think it reminds us of that Earth, Wind, and Fire show from New Orleans.
Which was awesome.
It was awesome. But at the same time, I didn't make any effort to see Buffett at Bonnaroo a couple years ago when he played at Noon. Had writing to do.
Yeah,
I don't think ever.
Noon is a hard time to see music at Bonnaroo.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I don't know. There's a lot of good stuff. The Strokes are that night. You'd probably be there anyways.
That's fair. I'm just. Are we getting old?
I don't think it's that we're getting old. When you cover as many festivals as we cover, you're going to see all these people, so it's harder to wow us.
Yeah.
We're just not as easily impressed as we once were.
But you've never been easily wowed.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, man. I'm feeling disenchantized.
That's no good. ACL's going to have to save the summer.
They really do.
They always do.
Yeah. It's just two guys bitching. Is that what we're turning into now?
Haven't we always been?
No, I think we used to be two guys really excited about shit.
Yeah. I mean, we'd still be excited when we got there.
I know.
We can break it down now, but we'll still enjoy it when we're there.
So what are we actually going to try to make it to this year?
I would try and do it. Depends on Lala, really. But realistically, I would try and do probably Bonnaroo, Lala, ACL.
Yeah. That makes sense. We gotta get you to Bonnaroo. How would you... Bonnaroo. See, that part of the thing
last
is like...
Last year we podcasted saying all the reasons we weren't going to Bonnaroo.
I know. So at least we got that going for us.
So, see, we're more positive. We're at least talking about going.
But it seems so unrealistic. Like, where are you going to fly in? Meet up.
I don't know. Nashville, take a bus, meet you there?
Yeah. I picked up Laura in Nashville 2 years ago.
Yeah. I don't know. Where do you drive through?
I drove through... Was it Memphis or Nashville? Nashville, one of the two.
I don't know,
Andy.
I don't know, Zach.
I want to try to make it to Hangout.
Yeah, the lineup's fun. I mean, we would have a lot of fun at that festival.
We really would. But there's no camping. We'd have to get a hotel.
That's what it looks like from their website.
You can't just sleep on the beach like bunks.
We could try, but it's the South.
So, Andy, we're coming up on the third year anniversary, right?
Yeah, very soon, 2 weeks.
So, the four-year plan, does that mean we have to be like... Is it the start of the fourth year or the end of the fourth year?
The start of the fourth year.
So we have one more year to be doing what we want to be doing?
I guess.
When do people...
We started on leap year day, so we may have 16 years.
I don't think we're going to be able to do this for 40, Andy.
Holy shit. That was the biggest bummer ever, dude.
We could try.
Just realizing that in 14 years we would be 40.
That was the bummer.
That was the bummer. Oh, man. Buzzkill.
40's not terrible, though.
No, I suppose not. I don't know. We'll do it to it.
We will do it to it.